All right, come on down with me to Shell Beach, and we'll check in with Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina. Robbie, boy, we had some really nice couple of days humidity-wise. Really felt good. It was a little tease, though. I think the muggies are coming back and calling for some wind and maybe some light showers moving in from the east. What you getting down there right now?
Well, Don, I tell you, this morning here, we're seeing about a 10 miles an hour east wind. That is expected to pick up, and I'm sure it will as soon as that sun jumps up a little bit. We're going to see that wind blowing a little bit. It's supposed to be forecasted today, I think, for 12 to 20 knots or something, but I do believe that the wind is going to pick up a little bit when the sun comes up. So, and this past week it was pretty much kind of the same thing. The guys that got out, who braved the waves and went out there, and because it was rough in the sound this week, and got out there to the islands, and they caught some fish. Don, it was a pounding getting out there. Now the guys that had backed off and just turned around and stayed around rocks, around long rocks and that Bay LY area, they had a lot of pick-throughs. A lot of 12 and a half inch fish. We've been talking about this for probably the last month now. And everybody comes in, they all discouraged and but a lot of action, but just a lot of throwback fish. And, I get this question all the time, how much harm are we doing to these fish trying to catch, trying to go through, 300 to keep 25 or 30. And I said, well, if you feel that way, I would think I'd just go try something else. But, I mean, you're there fishing the long rocks, and that's what's biting, so that's what you're doing, But you're going to go through a lot of fish. There's no doubt. Now, today, I think when I got here this morning, Don, the water's up pretty good. I think a lot of people are going to, try to get up in that marsh today with this wind blowing around at Stump Lagoon area maybe, and go behind Pete's Lagoon back there and do some red fishing. I don't believe that today is going to be a trout day. Maybe in the midst of go on the backside of the dam right before Anastasio, if you could find some clean water up in that area, or south of the channel around maybe that Lake Coquille, Lake Machias area, you might find some clean water on the northern banks in there. I think most people today are going to go red fishing, or go white trout in the deep holes in those bayous. Plenty of white trout to be caught. We've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks also, Don, and they stacked up in there. I mean, any one of those bayous that you go in that's got any kind of low reef bottom in it, it is, in those deep turns, it's been two at a time. So I would say respectfully keep your nicer ones and throw the little ones back. But there is no limit, and there is no size limit. And if you want a clean 10-inch fish, well, you can. I mean, that's up to you. I mean,
Just use a small fillet knife. Get a small fillet.
Right. Just use, exactly. Another question I've been getting asked recently, when does the transition start? Well, actually, Don, the transition is starting about right now. When you get here and your tide starts coming in at night and starts falling in the daytime, that's the kind of beginning of the transition there. Now, look, you're not going to come in here and go catch a boatload of fish today because I said that it's starting the transition. It's starting. It hasn't quite happened yet, but it's starting. This is, everything has a beginning, and this is the beginning of it. So I think we still, we usually have another, those trout quit laying eggs around the first full moon in September. So after that's over with, those fish will start migrating their way back into the Lake Bourne area up in the Lake Ponch Train. And we'll start seeing some big trout caught up along the causeway and twin spans and all that other good stuff like we do in the fall. But to answer everybody's question, when does it start? It's actually starting as we speak. So, when you get here in the morning, the tide's up and it's comes in all night and then it falls during the day, that's, you know, your Earth is tilting back towards fall, so that's when your transition's starting. So if this helps anybody out and answers their questions, I hope so, because I get this question asked all the time.
Yeah, it's a popular question because, of course, people, when they can get up in the marsh, it allows small boaters. You don't have to burn as much gas, and you don't risk the bumpy ride out there, too. Robbie, what about that east shoreline of Lake Bourne? If we got an east wind coming, you know, I got a bunch of little bayous and stuff that run out of the marsh and dump right there. That might be a good spot to work that shoreline for some redfish today.
That would probably be a good, a good thing to do if you was going to go. If you're going to go red fishing, because the tide is going to fall during the day. Now, we don't have a whole lot of tide. I think we only got like maybe eight tenths of a tide today. It's not going to be a whole bunch, but it'll be enough. But I think there's going to be enough wind-driven tide with the wind, Don, to make that possible. But the tide is going to fall some. So if you go along that eastern shoreline, that would be from Milo, from Janky's Ditch, going all the way over to by Biloxi. You got a ton of little sloughs and bays, you know, little bayous and bays that dump out onto that eastern shoreline. That would probably be a good spot to go pick up, you know, maybe some sheephead, some puppy drums, or some redfish along those rocks, because that most of that shoreline is rocked all the way to Bayou Grande. So you know those kind of reef fish kind of hang along that stuff, and I would say that would be a good idea for today.
That'd be my choice. Robbie, you got enough shrimp to fill everybody's live wells up?
Don, we are stacked to the gills with live shrimp, so we good with live shrimp. All we need is people to fish, and don't let us hang around here like the Maytag repair man. If you're coming out, hook the left at the bridge and come and see us. We're waiting on you.
All right. All sounds good, Robbie. Thanks for the report, my friend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yes, sir. Talk to you next Saturday, Don. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Robbie Campo. Go see him at Campo's Marina.